From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Clarkie's.
What would I have to give you for just one little kiss?
Chloroform.
Chloroform? Why, I didn't...
There, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Clarkie's. Just think, John, we've been married 25 years and we've never had any words.
I've had them, but I've never had a chance to use them.
You never had a... Why, of all the...
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Clarkie's.
Yes, everybody meets at Clarkie's. So come along to Clarkie's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Clarkie Carcass.
Yeah, college education is cheap today. You know, I'm just sending another boy to college. All what it cost me was $2.50. Sold me a magazine subscription. Manage that, going to college for $2.50, and I'm always thought it was so expensive. I had an idea to go to college cost at least $6 or $7. Well, I guess he's going to a small college because he sold me a small magazine called The Illiterate Indigestion. Nah, I love magazines. I think they are very interesting. They're even more interesting if you could read. Yes, I love to go through a magazine and read about how you can speak French to the waiter in 10 easy lessons. And how you could dance with all the girls. You don't have to be a wallpaper. And I'm also like for to read about what I got that my best friends wouldn't tell me. And who you could send away to for a new set of muscles. Say, speaking of magazines, that reminds me. I got a whole pile of them under my desk that I've been saving up for the last 18 years. I better send them over to my dentist so he could use them in his waiting room. Now, they're only 18 years old. I think they're too new yet. Let me to see just what I got under there.
Hello, Parky.
Oh, hello, Betty Rose. I was just getting through all this pile of old magazines here, Betty.
Oh, yes, Parky. I was wondering when you were going to throw them out.
Look at this one. Never get tired reading this one.
What magazine's that, Parky?
Betty, are you November last year when I was thinking about to build a house?
Uh-huh.
When I was going into a bookstore, I asked them for a magazine to tell me how to build a house, but they made a mistake. They sold me a vegetable magazine instead. This is the one right here. It's called How to Plant Artichokes.
How to Plant Artichokes?
Yes.
Right. Well, wait a minute. Let me see that magazine.
There it is, right there. You could see it.
Oh, Parky, this isn't How to Plant Artichokes. It's How to Plan with Your Architect.
I was wondering why all the artichokes look like windows.
Well, Parky, you can use that magazine right now.
How do you mean?
Well, I have some bad news for you.
Bad news?
Uh-huh. Your house has been sold, and the new landlord called up here and said he's going to evict you.
Evict me? Mm-hmm. Daddy, before I would let my landlord evict me, he'll have to ask me to move out.
Well, anyway, Parky, you've only got 90 days to find a new place to live.
90 days? Why, in 90 days, I could build a whole new house from top to roof. Wait a minute, Betty. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to build me a house. I'll use that land what we got in the back of the restaurant here.
But how can you build a house on that land, Parky? That land doesn't belong to you.
I appreciate that, but I'm going to put up a house what I got to move it away anytime I want. You seen those ads in the papers? They got houses which they call it pre-February.
Pre-February?
Yes, but I'm sure they'll sell me one in January. Don't make no difference.
Parky, you don't mean pre-February. You mean prefabricated. They're the houses that come in sections, and you put them together yourself.
That's it. I seen them advertised 3 rooms, $249 complete. That's what I'll do, Betty. I'm going to buy one of these houses. I put them up in the back. Tell me something, Betty. Don't you think that I'm a smart man?
Oh, sure, Parky. You're a very smart man.
You bet that I'm smart. And you know something else? Never went to college either. You know why?
No, why?
Nobody would ever buy a magazine from me. Oh, hello, Hoppy.
Hi, Parky. Hi, Betty. What's new?
What's new? Well, for one thing, Parky's house been sold and he's being evicted.
Being evicted?
Yeah, could you manage that?
Well, Parky, don't you worry. You can move in and live with me.
Ah, no, thanks very much, Hoppy. I'll never forget that night when I slept in your room. Boy, what a night. 8 musicians sleeping with me in one bed.
Yeah, it was a little crowded, Park.
Oh, I don't mind what it was being crowded, but I was sleeping in front of the trombone player. All night long, kept playing Nola. Boy, was my neck sore. See, I'm dismissed, but I'm going to build a house in the back here, you see?
That's right, Opie. Parky's going to build his own house.
Yes, sir.
Yes? Well, then I can help him.
Oh, good. Why don't you two boys talk it over? I've got some work to do.
Okay, Betty.
Now, look, Parky, if you're really serious about building a house, I'm your man.
Yeah, how you mean you're my man?
Well, I know all about putting up houses. Now, don't forget, before I became a musician, I was a carpenter. In fact, I still carry a card in the Carpenters Union.
Yeah, don't you got to have a card in the Musicians Union, too?
No, Petrella heard me play and said the carpenter's card is all I need.
I see. Look, Opie, do you are really serious about you know how to do carpenter work?
Well, sure I know how to do carpenter work. Why do you think everybody back home calls me Hammerhead Kate?
I see. You know, you could really help me put up my house. You know, I'm going to buy a prefabricated house, you know.
Pre-February?
I don't suppose what you understand those fancy words. You see, pre-February means it's a kind of a house, but it calls, comes in small smactions, you know. And you paste it together yourself, you know.
Oh, yeah, I read about them houses, Parky. But I thought they was erector sets for grown-ups.
No. Say, you know, that's a wonderful thing. What you know how to put up those houses. This is going to be a big help to me.
Why, sure, Parker. Yes. You got nothing to worry about. You just have that house shipped over here, and I'll slap it up in no time.
Now, look, Opie, don't slap it up. Put it up. Put it up tenderly, will you?
Well, why don't you stop worrying your little soft head? Putting up houses for me is a cinch. Why, 10 years ago, I built a house for my mother and father in Los Angeles.
Yes?
And any time you happen to be in Mexico, I'd like to have you see it.
Wait a minute. You say you built a house in Los Angeles and I could see it in Mexico. What did you do? Move the house from Los Angeles to Mexico?
No, I didn't move it. The wind did.
You say the wind moved the house to Mexico?
Yeah, and my mother and father were in the house at the time.
Oh, my. What happened to your mother and father?
Oh, they speak Mexican good now.
Say, Parky, I just found the ad for the prefabricated house you were talking about. They look good.
Oh, let me just see that, Betty. Yeah, that's the ad, all right. Jolly Happy Homes, Inc. Have a jolly home and be happy. We deliver 3 rooms to you. You set it up. Price $249 complete. Betty, you see what I mean? Why do I care? Let them to evict me. Look at that. 3 rooms for $249. Look what this ad says. See Jolly today, be happy tomorrow. Well, Betty, I don't got to wait till tomorrow for to be happy. I'm happy right now. My trombles is all over, so sing, Betty, sing.
Okay, Parky, I'm happy too. So I'll sing a song for you called I Can't Begin to Tell You. How much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be. My mind like others do. I make such pretty speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and
the world has ever known. I make believe I've said them all to you.
Parky.
Oh, hello, Bob Williams. Gee, am I glad to look on you. Yes, sir, I feel very happy.
Well, good, but what are you so happy about, Parky?
Well, you know that old saying, Bob, be fit first, you don't smoke smith. You gather no moss. Yes. Little while ago, told me they were going to throw me out of my apartment, and I was so mad and so irritated.
That you just said to yourself, there, there. Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
That's just what I said, and you know, I'm happy again. You know why? Because now I'm going to own my own home. At last, out of my life, I'm going to get some comfort and pleasure.
Well, Parky, if what you want is comfort and pleasure, just light an old gold. But you won't get that comfort and pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
But, Bob, how could old gold be hot, harsh, and dry? Do you are forgetting about apple honey?
Well, that's just what I'm coming to, Parky. You see, to help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples that we call apple honey.
Yes, and that is not all, Bob. How's about Latakia?
Oh, Latakia, Parky, you took the word right out of my mouth. Yes, everyone knows that the extra flavor in old golds is obtained by adding rare imported Latakia to old golds' blend of many great tobaccos. Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's why every day, more and more people are sold on old gold.
Bob, I could listen to you talk about old golds by the hour. But you know, I'm in a big hurry, so if you'll pardon you, I got to go over to the Jolly Happy Homes Company and buy a pre-February house. Three rooms delivered to your lot for $249 complete. See you later, Bob.
Okay, Parker.
Yes, sir, this is the place, all right. Jolly Happy Homes, Inc. Be happy, be jolly. Don't forget our motto, everybody laughs at our homes. Sounds like what they are very pleasant people. Well, might as well go in and buy my house.
Come right in, sir. Welcome to Happy Home.
Well, thank you very much.
Can I help you?
That?
I say, can I help you?
Looks like I should help you.
Did you want to buy a jolly, happy home?
Yes. Are they any good?
Good. Yeah. Why do you think we're so happy around here?
Right, they must be good. Yes. What are you laughing now?
Well, turn away from me. I can't stand that face.
Look, I would like to...
Pardon me while I answer the phone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? He did. Well, what do you know? Yeah. Oh, I never would have believed it. Goodbye. News.
Terrible news?
Yes. My husband just ran away with another woman, and I'm left all alone with my five children, and I haven't got a penny in the bank. There's his office right in there.
Oh, yes. B.J. Jolly, prop. What's the prop for?
Well, if you take away the prop, the house will fall down.
Thank you very much. I'll go in.
Well, sir, come right in. Come right in, put up a deposit, and sit down.
Thank you very much. You see, I seen an ad in the papers what you got, a three-room house for $249 complete, and I'd like to buy one.
Well, fine, fine. Now, I suppose you want to buy it on time.
Hmm. Yes, I do.
Okay, then you simply pay us $500 down.
Yes. Wait a minute. You pay you $500 down, thought the whole house only cost $249.
Well, yes, yes, it does, but I'm sure you'll want some of the extras.
Extras? What kind of extras?
Well, for instance, you'll probably want floors, won't you?
Floors? Floors is extra?
Oh, sure, sure. None of our houses come with floors.
Well, I suppose I should have floors. It's good to have in case you ever want to stand up or anything.
Well, fine, fine. Now, that'll be an additional $425.
I see. Look, I don't like to ask you, but what other kind of extras do I have to have?
Well, how about doors?
Doors is extra, too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so long as I'm going to buy a house, might as well buy one with a door, I guess.
Oh, sure, sure. You got to have a door so you can go in and out.
Yes, imagine having a house without no doors. I bet your houses don't even got no windows.
Windows?
Yes.
What are windows?
What are windows? That's what those things what you open and shut to let in the fresh air.
Oh, well, you don't have to worry about fresh air. You'll get plenty of fresh air.
I will? How?
There's no roof.
No roof? What do I do in case it rains?
Rains?
Yes.
Be careful how you talk, son. I happen to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce here, see? And it never rains in California. Does it?
No, I guess it don't. Pardon you, I forgot. But how's about all that wet stuff that blows in here from Florida? You know?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, for an emergency like that, we furnish you with the raincoat.
A raincoat?
Yes. Now, that'll be $27.50 additional. Now, what size candles do you want?
Candles? What is the candles for?
Well, you want to have lights in the house, don't you?
Lights? What's wrong with electricity?
Oh, you want the latest improvements.
Yeah, you only live once. Might as well go the whole way.
Okay, okay. Now, the electric lights, that'll be $395 extra.
$395 for electricity?
Mm-hmm.
My, that's quite a shock.
Okay, okay. I guess we're all set now.
Now, for your information, I would like to ask you a question. How soon could I have the house delivered?
Oh, right away, sir. We just happen to have two houses in stock, and we can deliver one to you immediately.
Well, thank you very much. Now, before you are delivered, are you please could tell me how much my $249 house is going to cost? I mean, with all the extras, like the walls and the floors and the windows and the ceilings.
Well, let me see now. Let me see. That will come out to be exactly $5,252.19.
19 cents. What's the 19 cents for?
Tax.
Oh, tax. You mean sales tax?
No, 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 no. Thumb tax.
Thumb tax? Why do I need thumb tax?
That's what you use to keep the house together.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Gates, his clarinet, and his orchestra play "Aren't You Glad You're You."
Thank you.
Patty, say, Parky tells me he's buying a prefabricated house.
Well, yes, he is, Bob. Aren't these modern inventions wonderful? Bob, the improvements they're making in everything today are positively amazing.
Oh, yes, Betty, they are. But I know one product that's going to be hard to improve on. I'm speaking about Old Gold cigarettes.
Well, naturally, Bob.
Yes, Betty, Old Gold's devotion to every detail of manufacture produces this superior cigarette. To be specific, in Old Gold you get not only a delicious blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more, an added detail, Latakia tobacco, which enriches the blend to peak flavor and bouquet. And in Old Gold, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant, another famous added detail, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. You know, even the paper on Old Gold is another detail to give you added smoking comfort. For it's made from virgin pure flax and converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. So a great blend, plus Latakia, plus apple honey, plus virgin pure flax paper. Those are the specific details that give you that added plus in smoking pleasure. So, as we say, why be irritated when you want real comfort and pleasure? Light an Old Gold.
Well, Betty, Oppie will have my house up soon in the back. It's going for it to be swell, having my own house right in the back of the restaurant here.
Yes, Parky, and isn't it grand that Opie knows so much about putting up houses?
Yes.
He'll have it up in no time. Gee, Opie's handy.
He is.
Just think, he's a musician and a carpenter, and he knows plumbing and painting.
Yeah, he's a regular jackass of all trades.
Oh, see, Parky, I forgot to tell you.
Yes?
Orville Sharp's waiting for you in front of the restaurant.
Orville Sharp? I wonder what that faker wants to sell me today. Pardon you, Betty. I'll go out front to see him.
Well, well, well. Hello, Mr. Parky Cogger.
Hello, Mr. Sharp. You want to see me?
I certainly do.
Yes.
Hey, I heard you bought a house. Am I corrected?
Yes, you're corrected.
Good. Now, when you own your own home, you got to take an interest in it. You realize that, don't you?
Oh, sure. I realize that, all right.
Yes. I suppose you'd like to keep your house nice and clean. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt? No, yes, there's no doubt about it, yes.
Okay, that's where I come in. Ever hear of pest exterminators?
Pest exterminators? Oh, sure, is that what business you're in?
Well, not exactly.
Not exactly?
No. You see, in order to exterminate the pests, you got to make sure the pests are in a house in the first place.
That's right.
In other words, if you ain't got no pests, you can't exterminate them. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct, yes.
Okay. Who are you buying your pests from?
Buy pests? What kind of pests?
All kinds of pests. I got a great variety of them.
A great variety?
Of course.
Of course?
Yeah. Now, come here, kid. For instance, I can supply you with beetles, moths, ants, gophers, spiders, silverfish, flies, et celery.
Et celery?
Why, abso?
Look, Mr. Sharp, how much does your pest cost?
Well, it's all according to what you want.
Yes.
Now, for $25, I get you up a swell assortment of pests. Consisting of 500 termites, 2,000 houseflies. No, no, wait a minute. How big is your kitchen?
6 by 8.
Better make that 3,000 flies.
Yeah, give me plenty of flies.
You know something else, brother? You happen to be a very fortunate man.
Fortunate?
Uh-huh. Only this morning I got in a shipment of 5 million ants.
You did?
Now, what's the color of your wallpaper?
Green.
Green?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I better give you the red ants instead of the black ones. The red ones will show up better on the green wallpaper. Look, would you like to spend $5 extra?
Extra? You got extras, too? What's the $5 extra for?
Well, for $5 extra, I'll throw in a gopher for your front lawn. Boy, what a great gopher. Just had his teeth sharpened. Goes to the same dentist I do.
Yes, I can see the resemblance. Mr. Sharp, I don't think I'll go for the gopher.
You say you won't go for the gopher?
Tell you the whole truth, Mr. Sharp, don't gonna go for anything. I think that's the craziest thing that I never heard in my whole life. Spend money to buy pests. Why should I pay you $25 just for a lot of pests?
You think $25 is a lot of money for pests? Why, I just sold some pests to a millionaire for $300.
You did? Of course, these were the biggest pests you could ever get in your house.
Yeah, what kind were they?
Relatives.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't think what we could do no business today at all. I don't want no pests in my house. So I will ask you to leave.
Well, brother, you ain't going to get away with this. I'm going to report you to the pest union.
Report me to the pest union?
Yeah. And start tomorrow morning, you're going to have 6 woodpeckers picketing your house. So that everybody is going to understand what they're saying, they'll be pecking in Morse code.
What'll the woodpeckers be pecking?
Park your carcasses unfair to termites.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, Parky, your house is all set up.
It is? Yuppie, you know you finished it quick?
Oh, I had it finished an hour ago. Yeah. I've been out there burning up all that extra lumber that came with it.
Extra lumber? What extra lumber?
Yeah, but it's all burned up now.
I see. How does the house look, Uppie?
Oh, it looks fine. Yeah. But I thought you said you bought a 3-room house, Parky.
I did buy a 3-room house.
Well, there ain't only but one room out there, just one big room.
Well, it must be some mistake, Hoppy. Let's go out and see it.
Okay. Well, there's your house, Parky. Just like I told you, one big room.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Hoppy. No wonder there's one room. You burned up the 3-room house. You put up the crate it came in.
Meet Me at Parkies is written by Hal Finberg and Harry Einstein. This is Bob Williams saying goodnight for Old Gold. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.